The 2018-2019 school year brought an unexpected surprise for the incoming first years. Forer Hall, the dorm hall that every other class on campus lived in as first years, would no longer house Transy's new students. This change was surprising even to the first years, who had made their peace with the idea of living in the old, rundown building. Murmurings from other students suggest their disappointment for the first years, never having the community building experience living in Forer brought them, while others thought it was unfair that the new students had never had to suffer through the public bathrooms, tiny rooms, and mold. Here, Lauren Hart, Taylor Ferry, Taylan Henry, Molly Ewells, and Bobby Payne talk about their own opinions on skipping the so-called rite of passage Forer has been for years.
Do you think that the freshman class didn't truly get a chance to gain a strong sense of community due to never having lived in Forer?
Not really, because we're all mostly living together in DV anyway, and a lot of the freshmen connect through different organizations.
Not really, because, most freshmen live in DV, so, we live together anyways, and then they can, bond over, sports teams and having classes together.
No, I don't think so, because Transy is so small that I still met the majority of my class just out and about.
Personally, I don't think community's built on, which dorm we live in. I feel like it's mostly built on the students themselves and how willing they are to put themselves out there in places and actually make friends, not just what dorm we're in.
Okay. So I don't think they didn't get a chance to gain a strong sense of community, because I think Transylvania in its whole is a strong community. So I don't think that opportunity was left out. But I do think the freshman class is a little bit disjointed, whereas the people in DV know the people in DV, but I only have, two people I know in Pool and, two people I know in Pioneer. So it's kind of, more the people in each individual building are close, but not necessarily the whole freshman class. So, but I feel like Transylvania is still, a good, small community anyways. So it's just now less of that, I guess, because of Four being demolished, so...
Would you have rather lived in Four?
No, because I heard that the quality of living in Four is not as good as the newer dorms.
No, because it's pretty gross. I did a couple, overnights in Four, and I didn't really like the living conditions and everything.
No, definitely not.
I would not have rather lived in Four, as my boyfriend's dorm, his freshman year, had mold on the ceiling above his bed, which is a real mood.
I don't know. I like my private bathroom, and I like my room size and everything. But, you know, there is the lack of community throughout the entire freshman class, not just, you know, for that. So it's kind of like a 50-50 for me. I wouldn't care to live in Four. I think the resources and the services are better in the new dorms. So it's kind of like a 50-50 for me. Yeah.
Do you think it's fair that the freshmen are able to live in such a nice building their first year?
Yes, I do, because the school is expensive anyway.
I mean, yeah, because we pay room and board, so if you pay for it, I feel like it's fine.
I don't know if it's fair, but I'm not questioning it.
I think we're very fortunate to live in such a nice building the first year. I know many other universities don't have very nice freshman dorms, as Transy didn't used to, but, it's not really our fault that we're the age that we are.
I think so, because we're paying for it. I think if we were paying, a lower cost or something like that, maybe, that would be a little unfair, but we're paying for it. So I think, pay for what you get, and I'm definitely paying for it, so.
Have you heard anything from the upperclassmen about them being jealous about the freshmen never having to have live in Four, or have you heard them say things about them being disappointed and having missing out on the bonding experience?
I have heard that. Some of the upperclassmen have mentioned that because the living conditions weren't as nice as how we have it now, that there wasn't a lot of, bonding through, struggling. But I think that they recognize that we're still having a good time.
I've mostly just heard, the jealous stuff from my sister, because she was mad that I got to live in DV and she had to live in Four. But, Like, the bonding experience, like, she's mentioned that a couple times, but...
I've just heard that they're disappointed we're missing out because they had so many cool times just with all their friends in the hall.
I think it's really both that I've heard. It just depends on the person. Like I said before, I don't really feel like we're missing out on, like, the bonding experience. I feel like it's more the student being willing to be sociable. So, I mean, I've heard both.
Again, it's like a 50-50. So, I've heard people say they miss four and they're disappointed by it. But then I've also heard, like, a lot of sophomores getting mad that Thompson was taken away from them because I think that was, like, a Thompson... Thompson was used to be like a sophomore junior type building and now it's not, it's freshman building. So it's kind of like a 50-50. I think some people feel like the freshman class is more disjointed than maybe their class. But then again, I think they also have a little bit of jealousy, but I don't think it's too much. I don't think I've heard jealousy necessarily. Maybe just like it's unfortunate they're stuck in like the older buildings and we're stuck in the newer ones. But then if you think about it, the freshman class is like twice as big as all like a lot of the other classes because a lot of people transfer and move.
Right.
So it's just kind of, we have the most people, so we got to get stuck in the bigger buildings. So.
Do you think we still have a good sense of community as freshmen?
I think so. I think maybe if we lived in four, it had been like maybe like a little bit closer because there are some freshmen that I don't really know that well. But I think we still have, like, a sense of community.
I think there's, like, smaller communities inside of a bigger community. I don't think it's one big class community.
I do. But like I said, honestly, I feel like it all leads back to the student, how willing they are to put themselves out there and actually be willing to make friends and meet new people and join clubs and join sports teams. And whether you're in a sorority or a fraternity or... if you just want to sit in your dorm, then I don't feel like that makes a difference. You would have sit in your dorm in four or you would have sat in your dorm here in DV. So, I mean, it really just is who the student is.
Like I said, I think we do, but it's in between buildings. I feel like maybe there needs to be some way to, like, join the buildings together some way. I don't know. So.
I do.
This one's just kind of a funny one to end on. Many argue that the public bathrooms made them meet new people. Do you wish you would have had public bathrooms?
Honestly, kind of. You know? Because it's almost like... I do see people in my hall, and I see the people that live, like, in really close proximity to me, especially my suite mates and my roommate, of course. But I don't really... I mean, I couldn't even name some of the people that live way down the hall, even if they are on my floor. Yeah. But I think it'd be different if there were public bathrooms. Probably know everybody pretty well.
The public bathrooms, I think, have been a fun way to meet new people. But I would prefer to have my own bathroom, just for cleanliness sake.
Honestly, probably not. I really like just having the bathroom with a suite mate.
I don't think I make friends in a public bathroom. I think I would feel a little uncomfy. But, you know, I guess there is some, you know, while you're getting a shower, conversation may arise, but I don't know about that, so.
I personally don't find many friends in the bathroom. So, I mean, I gotta say... my social skills are just as strong in a bathroom with my own stall opposed to having a neighbor next to me. Like I said, don't really make many friends in the bathroom as it is, but maybe some people did.